There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
Length reporting for investors who want the whole story. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Okay, welcome back. Here we are on the second hour of the weekend edition. We're going to talk a little bit about, probably a little more about geopolitical issues in this particular second hour. And the reason we're going to do that is because the things that are going on right now definitely are going to affect investing. We're going to start over to talk about the situation with Greece. We've got Chris Temple with us. Doc Postma is with us. And Rick Ackerman is with us. You guys, you know, it was kind of obvious from day one that Greece would default. You brought up some interesting points about the current situation there, though, Chris. You want to elaborate a little bit?
Well, first of all, I don't think anybody with an ounce of sense has any legitimate belief that Greece can ever pay back its debt. It's a mathematical impossibility. I've said numerous times on this show and otherwise that what should have happened long ago with Greece is the same thing that would happen to any one of us in a bankruptcy court. You take an assessment of the debts, you look at the income, you look at the current situation, everybody's got to eat most of what they're owed, and you develop a path forward so that you can get back on your feet. With Greece, it's been the opposite. On more than one occasion, the answer to a bankrupt country is to drive it further into bankruptcy and insolvency by saddling it with tens and eventually a couple hundred billion worth of debt beyond what it already owed, and just shuffle that paper around without really benefiting the Greek people. And for a couple of months now, the lady who is the leader of the parliament in Greece has chaired this, what they call, truth commission. And they came out with their findings this last week. And what they have done is to develop the legal case to go to the European Court of Justice and declare as a matter of law that the debt, the majority of the debt that Greece owes is unlawful. It's a fascinating argument. It's one that I'm thrilled to see them use. I hope that they stick to that, but we'll see. I mean, there's still all kinds of 11th hour things to try and save the euro, which all along has been the number one goal of most everybody involved in this.
Well, and I think that's a good point, Chris, is that there are other avenues, aren't there, strictly from a default that they might try to pull out of their hat, because we have seen riots in Athens, but when you actually talk to the ECB or you hear what they say, there are other avenues that I think they're going to take. Doc, what's your comment on that?
Well, the hard thing about taking it to court, and they actually call those debts illegal, illegitimate, and odious is the term they use. And they are odious. Anytime you're in debt, I guess it's odious, but particularly as far as they're concerned. But the problem is that takes time to do, and I don't know if a court can, you know, take that case that fast or come up with any type of resolution. So in the meantime, you got Greece sitting there still, I think, playing the same game. And they know they now have the EU over a barrel, I believe, and especially the young people there were in the streets again. And they're supporting Tsipras. And the way they look at it is with 40 to 50% unemployment, how can you hurt me anymore? So they're actually supporting the current government. And I think that the government knows that the EU is the one with the risk and not them, because once they walk out, they'll go through pain even more. But they've had so much, so what's the difference? And so I think that's the situation right now. And ultimately, I don't know if they'll default, because I think in the last minute, the powers that be in Brussels will want to solve this problem, because the risk is just too great for them. So I'm not exactly in the camp yet of default.
Now, Rick, what's your comment on, well, first of all, Doc saying that he doesn't necessarily think that there will be a default? I'm almost on the same page as him, thinking that they'll find some loophole to go through. But how do you think this all affects or impacts the U.S., or does it?
I don't think there's an alternative to default, really. You would think, well, they've kicked the can down the road as far as they have, and they're going to keep kicking it. But the fact is, Greece's problems have reached the point not so much of debt service, but it's a question of whether they eat or not. And if they cut and run, it means they're going to have to pay for everything they need, everything they use in drachmas. And that means not only things that they import, and, you know, Greece doesn't export too much. They really depend on the rest of Europe for many things, not just BMWs from Germany, but food. So for the creditors, at least the last 3 or 4 months of the negotiations, Europe has basically, they've said what we've just acknowledged here, that you can't get blood from a stone. But the European Union, let's just say that's Germany, has wanted to at least see a show of good faith on the part of Greece. You know, like, well, we know you can't pay us back, but, you know, get your house in order. And what that means is, for one, you know, get your own public employment system working, or at least put it on a track where you can think about paying us 5 cents on the dollar for the next 20 years. But the hard left rulers of Greece right now, they took the opposite path. They basically solidified the pension system because it was a promise of the hard left in the last election that not a single pension would be canceled. So Greece is – it's not as though they're being just a little bit recalcitrant. They're basically putting it in Europe's face. And for Europe, the reason I think the default is inevitable is that Europe is faced with the prospect of either telling Greece, well, that's it, or supporting them as a ward, so to speak, for the rest of eternity. So, if Europe decides to do any bailing out here, they're basically committing for the long haul to keep giving welfare payments to Greece. And it's going to be small payments are not going to do the job. It implies very large numbers over time, and I just don't think Europe is going to buy that.
Well, I have to agree. I don't think Europe is going to buy that. That's just kind of common sense telling me that. But having said that, common sense in the world, I have to say, and I guess this kind of supports a little bit of what Doc was saying, common sense doesn't really seem to be working very much anymore. But in spite of that, let's just assume that in this case it will. What I find to be absolutely amazing is that, you know, the problem in Greece was simply spending too much money, okay? And now you have a society that is, you know, being penalized somewhat. Anyway, having said that, the entire Greek society and government of Greece really is at fault here. There's no question about it. And there is nothing else that can be done, I don't think, other than simply, because of the huge financial effect that Greece has on the other countries who have actually, in good faith, written checks in the past, those people have to be compensated. I mean, that's just a simple common sense issue. So, Doc, that's why I'd have to say that I perhaps have a bit of a disagreement with you when you say I don't think Greece is going to default. Doc, we're going to give you the final word. You got about 40 seconds here.
Al, I think default is still in the cards, but what I was saying is the EU does not want to see it. Right. And the question is, how far are they willing to bow before Greece? Because Greece, as far as I'm concerned, holds all the cards in this area. I wouldn't be surprised if Greece is doing an indirect default on its own right now. And I don't think they care to make an agreement with the EU anymore. And I think Greece is the one that's going to say, essentially, we're going to default by their actions.
Well, I think that's a very good point. We're going to be right back with the same gentleman. We're going to talk about a very interesting article that just appeared a couple of days ago in U.S. News and World Report. It was written by a gentleman by the name of Ken Walsh. The name of the article is Americans Have Lost Confidence in Everything.
We
We are the premier independent talk radio network, the Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
Honey, it's time for dinner. What are you doing over there on your computer?
I'm shopping for a new wallet. Mine is falling apart. Hey, did you know there's a company called ID Stronghold that makes shielded wallets to prevent electronic pickpocketing?
Oh, I didn't realize there was such a thing as electronic pickpocketing. What is that?
Well, apparently, many of the new credit and debit cards being issued have radio chips inside them called RFID that transmit our banking information to card readers when we pay. Unfortunately, a bad guy can also get one of these readers and go around the city scanning people, collecting their credit card numbers and personal information without us knowing it.
Wow, that sounds scary. Since you're getting a new wallet anyway, you should definitely get an ID Stronghold shielded wallet. Are they more expensive?
No. In fact, I can get a shielded leather wallet from IDStronghold.com for the same price or less than regular unshielded wallets from other stores.
Sounds great. My wallet isn't falling apart yet, but let me pick one out too. I want to be protected, and these wallets at IDStronghold.com look fantastic.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
All loans subject to OnDeck score approval must be business at least 1 year to apply.
Attention small business owners needing financing. Are you too busy running your business to deal with the slow lending process of your bank? Are you frustrated at the paperwork and delays just trying to get a decision? Then you need OnDeck, the A-plus Better Business Bureau rated small business experts, where our simple application process takes as little as 10 minutes and funding could be available in just one business day. At OnDeck, we focus on your business operation and cash flow, not just your personal credit score. And we're ready to help with loans of up to $250,000. True business loans, not credit card advances. OnDeck provides financing to a wide variety of small businesses like restaurants, plumbing, landscaping, freight trucking, and healthcare providers. If you're frustrated with the paperwork and long decision times of traditional lenders, contact OnDeck. Funding could be available in just one business day. OnDeck is publicly listed on the New York Stock Exchange and has provided over $2 billion to small businesses like yours. So go to OnDeckLending.com today or call 800-293-6819. That's 800-293-6819.
Your weekly fix on finance and investing. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Okay, welcome back. We've got the Three Musketeers with us again. In this case, it's Rick, Chris, and Doc. We're going to talk a little bit about an article, as I alluded to at the end of the last segment, an article that appeared just recently in the U.S. News and World Report, written by a gentleman by the name of Ken Walsh. Americans have lost confidence in everything. Here are some interesting numbers, okay? Only 8% of people in the U.S., according to a Gallup poll, now have confidence in Congress. 33% have confidence in the presidency, and that is a drop when you consider that the historical average is 43%. Okay, nice job, Barack. Okay, and then the other one that's interesting is only 32% have confidence in the Supreme Court, and that's down from 44. That bothers me a lot. Chris, why don't you start out, bud?
Well, more than ever, I think the average American, realizing how they've been had by both major parties alternately for over a generation now, realize the truism of what the late George Wallace once said, that there's not a dime's worth of difference between Republican and Democrat parties. It doesn't get much more complicated than that. It's being felt more acutely by Americans as the forces that control both of those parties continue to consolidate their grip over pretty much every aspect of our lives with no serious opposition from either political party. It's why we see voter turnout plunging. It's why we see so much cynicism. But refreshingly, it's why we're seeing media outlets and organizations and pundits come out, some of whom used to be part of that left versus right, you know, scripted circus, and saying, hey, I was once part of this too, but we've been had. The best example of that is Ralph Nader. If you've not read his new book yet, folks, Unstoppable, you need to read it, because if we have any future politically in this country, that's it.
Some other numbers that stuck out to me in this article were the 28% have confidence in banks, 21% have confidence in big business, 24% have confidence in organized labor. Rick, this just shows, I guess, the disregard that people seem to have for essentially these huge organizations that are in our everyday life.
Well, one of the things that surprises me, but not really, when it's the low confidence in the Supreme Court, you know, it suggests that neither left nor right, Republican or Democrat, thinks they're winning. And it's true that if you look at the overall the benefits the Supreme Court has brought to our lives, it's really a very mixed picture, but one that satisfies no one completely. It's saying that with such a high level of dissatisfaction that we're coming into an election where you really can't get a read on it. You know, there's one candidate has probably the highest negative numbers of any who's ever run for the office, and yet she seems relatively electable. America is kind of floundering around, and I think that the voters are waiting for something, anything to come along that changes the status quo for the better, on the assumption that it couldn't be worse. And, you know, we shouldn't lose sight of the fact that the worst of it is up ahead. You know, there's ourselves for so long about the numbers, about pensions, and about ability to service the costs of the Social Security system and this and that. And I think that people sense the actuarial fraud that's at the heart of all government programs, but they also know there's nothing we can do about it. We're kind of headed into the maelstrom. And from my perspective, that's the only thing that's going to bring things around, is a depression, second Great Depression, that makes the first look like a picnic.
So, Doc, I guess I have to ask you then, are we heading, do you agree with Rick, are we heading for a pretty bad recession?
Well, it's interesting that the one bright spot in that article was the fact that people today feel that the economy is better than it was from 2008 to 2013. Now, either these people don't remember history, or they don't understand what's going on as far as the economy, but they just probably define that based on their own situation right now. But what they don't see is they don't see what is coming down the road with the economy, and that's kind of sad because I'm sure if they did, if they looked at the numbers and they looked at the debt and the debt-to-GDP ratio, and all of the other information that we usually talk about, they would realize this economy isn't good and that there's the day of reckoning coming. And I agree with Rick 100%. It's going to come. And we've said this many times. It's not if, but it's when. So we're going to have to just accept that. And if you think people don't have confidence in our institutions now, wait until that happens. Because if that happens, it's going to be at an all-time low. And at that point in time, people are going to have to say, what happened to America and what do we want the new America to be like? And that'll be interesting when that time comes.
That'd be interesting to say the least. You know, I got to tell you guys, I'm experiencing some things in my personal life that are really showing how rough in parts of this country the situation really is. I mean, we're in the process right now of evicting a person who at one time was a fairly successful businessman out of one of our properties. The man is flat broke today. Okay, who would have ever thought that Kathy and I would have ever been in a position where we had to do that? Now, I know a lot of you can say that, well, that's an isolated case. Well, I got to tell you, man, we got too many isolated cases going on around the country right now. Chris, you want to add some final words, or Rick, doesn't matter, whoever wants to weigh in on this again.
Well, I would only throw in real quick that I think that people need to look at what they have within their control that they can do about this declining state of affairs in a positive sense. When I've talked in the past about building an economic lifeboat, all the different things people are doing for themselves on a local level, that's all great stuff. Get informed.
I think that's a great point there, Chris, is that there is stuff that you can do at least close to home and in your community. I wish that I had something more positive to say. Rick, you take us home.
I think, part of those high dissatisfaction numbers register the disconnect between what people read and their own lives. You know, we've got all this blather in the Wall Street Journal about the recovery going great guns. It's in danger of overheating. But people see in their lives mainly how the middle class standard of living has gone down the tube. You know, responsible friends of mine, two couples with professional incomes, they've still had to borrow against their home equity to put kids through college. And we all know we're just getting deeper and deeper in hock. And, the middle class is now finding it impossible that the baby boomers really can't retire. They don't have enough saved, and there's going to be a jealousy factor in spades when public employees who retired 55 are, they're essentially being fed by tax revenues by those of us who are working till we're 80. So I think the public really does know, but the frustration is that they also realize they can't do anything to the problem through the political process.
And ain't that the truth? We're going to be right back and continue some political discussions. We'd like to know what everybody out there thinks. Come on to our blog at KEEReport.com.
To find out more about today's guest, visit us on the web at www.KEEReport.com. You're listening to the Corlin Economics Report. We'll be back in a moment.
Free from the shackles of corporate America, we're the place for independent thinkers. GCN.
More and more people are discovering the incredible benefits of alkalizing the body, and there's no better product for it than AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds, just a few drops in water will rid your body of harmful waste and give you more vibrance and vigor than you've had in years. Now buy two bottles and get $10 off your order. Call 800-518-7615 or visit alkavision.com. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at alkavision.com.
Hey, Berkey Guy here. Are you still drinking unfiltered tap water? Does your water contain chlorine or fluoride? Will you have drinkable water in an emergency? The Berkey Guy is here to help you remove these and other potential contaminants from your water, thus helping you drink clean, purified water. We offer Berkey water purification systems at the lowest available prices online. Don't go another moment without Berkey system. Over the last 10 years, we've helped thousands drink clean, purified water. Join them by visiting GoBerkey.com or call me, the Berkey Guy, at 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653.
Hi, this is Laura Sheris of Lady Talk Live. With the current threat of epidemics and pandemics threatening us and medical resources dwindling, it's time we protect ourselves. That's why I use Youngevity's immune booster Beta 500. Beta 500 is the most powerful immune system booster you can buy. This proprietary blend provides the most studied and proven immune system booster available. Order now. Call 855-333-5239. That's 855-333-5239.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Honey, it's time for dinner. What are you doing over there on your computer?
I'm shopping for a new wallet. Mine is falling apart. Hey, did you know there's a company called ID Stronghold that makes shielded wallets to prevent electronic pickpocketing?
Oh, I didn't realize there was such a thing as electronic pickpocketing. What is that?
Well, apparently, many of the new credit and debit cards being issued have radio chips inside them called RFID that transmit our banking information to card readers when we pay. Unfortunately, a bad guy can also get one of these readers and go around the city scanning people, collecting their credit card numbers and personal information without us knowing it.
Wow, that sounds scary. Since you're getting a new wallet anyway, you should definitely get an ID Stronghold shielded wallet. Are they more expensive?
No. In fact, I can get a shielded leather wallet from IDStronghold.com for the same price or less than regular unshielded wallets from other stores.
Sounds great. My wallet isn't falling apart yet, but let me pick one out too. I want to be protected, and these wallets at IDStronghold.com look fantastic.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Providing unique reporting on markets and companies since 1990. This is the Cortland Economics Report.
Welcome back. Continuing to listen to the second hour of the weekend show here on the Cortland Economics Report. We have a bit of a political roundtable going to be led by our Washington insider, Glenn Downs. We also have Chris Temple on the line with us and Richard Doc Postma. Guys, I want to focus on what happened at the tail end of this last week, and that was the TPA Fast Track actually being approved in the House, which now, Glenn, can you explain how that will play out or what that means for the country?
Well, Corey, you know, my concern and the concern of a lot of people is that it's a lot more involved than just free trade here, and that's free trade in and of itself is not that controversial. It's all the mechanisms under which these agreements operate and as Doc has correctly pointed out in other segments on your show, this is less about trade than more than and it's a lot more about governance. It would move a lot of our governing structures offshore to people who are dispute resolutions under these things would move to people who are unelected and not accountable, except to a group of officials appointed by each of the signatory nations. So the Sultan of Brunei would have the same vote that the United States would have, and Vietnam would have the same vote that the United States would have. But there wouldn't be a vote. Those votes would put tribunals into place, and these people running these tribunals, whoever, God knows who they are or who they would be the people making decisions about the validity of laws passed in the sovereign U.S. states or even by our national federal government. So just like what you see over at the European Union, where people thought they were signing up for the European common market and a free trade zone or maybe a movement of people or within that, suddenly they find that that their decision-making shifted from their individual sovereign states to unelected, unaccountable European Commission in Brussels, Belgium. But by the time you find that out, it's too late. It's a fait accompli, and that's our concern.
So, Chris, let's get you in here. Does this mean that there will be jobs obviously leaving the country pretty soon, or is there anybody that will benefit from this besides the big corporations?
Well, as far as besides the big corporations, that's rather doubtful. One of the reasons why there's been such strenuous opposition to giving the president fast-track authority, which in and of itself is simply the Trojan horse by which the TPP, TTIP, and TISA will be rammed through as quickly and with as little debate as possible, is that, you know, look, the corporations for 30 years have been the big winners for all of these trade deals. The American worker sure as heck hasn't. And to truth be told, workers most every place else haven't benefited a whole lot. The mentality behind all of this is that the benevolence and wisdom of what I call the masters of the global plantation is more important than democracy and more important than people controlling their own lives and even within national boundaries anymore. And we need these people that run the big banks, the big global supranational organizations, the big corporations and think tanks to manage our lives for us. And this is simply the latest, albeit if it passes the Senate, we have fast track again, a very big step towards the consolidation of the banking and corporate control of the world. So don't hold your breath for the average worker to benefit from this any more than has been the case in the last generation.
Chris, I got to tell you, that is a very, very interesting statement. You know, the thing that I find fascinating here, and Doc, I'm going to bring you in on this here real quick, but, you know, Glenn is a politician in the sense that he works in the administrative end of the government. Chris is a newsletter writer who I've known for an awful lot of years, so we're not exactly, neither Chris nor Glenn nor myself, nor Corey really for that matter, are exactly what I would call mainstream people because of what we do. But Doc, you're a retired physician, now business guy. You're pretty mainstream, okay? You really are. I mean, I hate to say it, you know, you're typical Midwestern, very bright individual, but, you know, it's you're not normally involved in this kind of stuff, and you're the one who really brought this to my attention anyway, talking about, you know, what Chris just mentioned, and that is that this is really more about governance than it is about free trade. That's very thought-provoking.
Yes, it is, Al, and the more you dig into this stuff, really what this is essentially ceding power from our democracy or from our legislatures and from the people of this country over to an independent group outside the country. And it really reminds me of the whole formation of the EU, frankly, and the Brussels camp. It's a whole nother area that no longer is the sovereignty of nations going to be respected. And maybe it's the culmination, finally, in this whole move over the last number of years, where finally people are starting to wake up. I've done a tremendous amount of reading in this area, and it's really opened my eyes. And the fact that you're having groups now in Europe that are upset about Brussels and the EU, maybe that's an indication that finally the people in the different nations, nation states are starting to wake up to this stuff and starting to realize that our governments are not there for us, but for the major corporations and the investment banking association. And that's what it's been the last few years, and that's why the people in this country and the middle class have really been hurt.
Well, the scariest thought about all this to me is this whole one world government aspect, where, as you mentioned, Doc, we're not even seeing it work over in Europe. And to think that the U.S. is doing well, just even keeping their own states from going bankrupt, is very, they're clearly not even doing a good job. So I guess, Glenn, to throw it over to you, this is really a one-world government that they're moving towards, is it not?
Well, in a sense, in a very real sense, but it's sort of a back door towards it, though. You see, the trappings of democracy remain in place in these individual sovereign nation states, like over in Europe, for example. But and so they really go through elections. People really are elected. They really meet. They make a lot of decisions. But increasingly, more and more and more decisions are, that affect everybody's lives are being made outside of the democratic process or the small-d democratic process. So you start seeing, rather than go in and we're going to establish a formal world government, quote-unquote, what happens is that there's an order that is established that is outside of the nation state. And all the real decisions increasingly get made by those kinds of people. And so by the time you see this rise of Euroscepticism that Doc made reference to in Europe, there's a rise in Eurosceptic movement, both on the right and on the left, but to a very large extent, the horse has already left the barn. So to try to undo what is done in the face of all the establishment trying to go against you, whether it's the existing mechanisms of government, the existing all the various think tanks, the central bankers, the universities, the media, all the existing things that have are very favorable towards this new order that has been put together, to try to undo that, or in the absence of having a terrific pain where you have just like something that's happening in Greece right now where you see in the face of a collapse, that's when you can finally break free. But at that point, you know, what have you really accomplished? You know, it's very troubling. And so that's part of the reasons why this Trade Promotion Authority has been given the bum's rush and why there's so much secrecy surrounding these agreements. Because if people had enough time to stop and find out what's in it and to contemplate the consequences of that, then there might be a very different result on the floor of the House and the Senate when it comes time to ratifying these things.
Unfortunately, man, that's not what's happening. Anyway, we're out of time, but we appreciate the three of you weighing in on this. We're going to be right back with Glenn Downs.
A little right, a little left, but always independent-minded. The Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
Hi, John Huebner from Midas Resources. Are you tired of watching your hard-earned assets dwindle away? As government spending is out of hand and the Federal Reserve is creating in excess of $20 billion a week, are you tired of stockbrokers gambling away your hard-earned money? Is this market a setup for a crash greater than 1987? Too many of today's policies resemble those that led to the collapse of 1929.
This is John Huebner, and that was me in 2007. And we all know what happened when the subprime credit bubble burst. By March 2009, the dollar lost 50% of its value. The entire U.S. banking system was on the verge of collapsing. Like all financial problems of the past, is history about to repeat itself? Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129, before it's too late to protect yourself. Will the oncoming catastrophe take all private IRAs, 401ks with it? There is a way to protect your hard-earned assets. Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Why do over 50% of North Americans suffer from some form of chronic ailment? Could it be due to a toxic overload? It's time to take back your life. Get the lead out as well as the cadmium, mercury, and calcium. Extendovite is a garlic cayenne supplement with five other herbs that acts like a natural Drano, cleaning out the stored toxins, restoring your energy and youthfulness that we've lost. If you would like to live your life free of sickness, pain, or fear, then Extendivite is for you. Available in either capsules or liquid, you too can see why Extendivite is the number one heart drop available. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Alrighty, here to wrap up the weekend edition, we're going to end on what I think is a bit of a dramatic note. Corey and I are chatting with Glenn Downs right now. Glenn is a gentleman who we have defined as being our Washington insider. He has worked in the Beltway, for lack of better terms, for the better part of his career. He is currently the Chief of Staff for Congressman Walter Jones, who I think is one of the few honest politicians out there. And Glenn is very definitely our go-to guy when it comes to getting insights into what's going on. What's going on right now in Washington, D.C., and Glenn is going to explain this to you very, very succinctly, very clearly. What's going on right now is President Obama has flagrantly lied. Explain that to us, will you, Glenn?
Well, Al, we were talking about that off mic in the context of this so-called fast-track or trade promotion authority that Congress has been volleying back and forth. And by way of review, that fast-track authority gives him the ability to negotiate three different treaties. The first one on the track is this Trans-Pacific Partnership that would, these massive treaties, massive trade agreements that would then ultimately come back to Congress. Debate would be limited as a consequence of the fast-track vote, trade promotion authority vote. And the ability to, Congress would have forfeited its ability to amend the treaties, that ability that the U.S. Constitution and black letter law gives them the authority to do. So Congress is yielding its authority to President Obama. Well, as you know, and your listeners know, that hit some real big hiccups a couple of weeks ago. So this week we had the Republican leadership and Mr. Obama joined hands and decided to bring Fast Track up again. And they did it based upon a trust me, quote unquote, kind of deal. What the Democrats, there are not enough Republicans in the House of Representatives to pass Fast Track or trade promotion.
Glenn, hang on just 1 second. Explain the trust me kind of deal.
Well, here's the trust me deal. The trust me deal was, okay, we're going to bring Fast Track up again without the thing that the Democrats that were going to vote for Fast Track said they had to have in it, called trade adjustment assistance. And that's money, federal money that goes to workers who lose their job as a consequence of these trade agreements. So now that had earlier failed in the House. So what Mr. Obama and Mr. Boehner and others said is like, listen, we will pass a clean, fast track of negotiating authority for Obama from the House. And then later, through a different vehicle, we will bring up trade adjustment assistance. And ultimately, those would both go to Mr. Obama, two separate pieces of legislation. And we can't exactly tell you how we're going to make that TAA happen, but trust me, we're going to get this done. And Obama said to the Democrat votes that they needed in the House, listen, Barack Obama, will not sign a fast-track trade authority without simultaneously having on my desk this TAA assistance. So based upon that, trust me, I can't tell you exactly how I'm going to get this done, but based on my word, but you quote-unquote pro-trade Democrats in the House, based upon my word, you have my assurance there won't be fast-track without TAA. So based upon that, they got the Democratic votes that they need, and fast track passed on Thursday in the House of Representatives by about 10 votes. No sooner had the ink dried and now that's gone over to the Senate, and that will be voted, my clean fast track bill will be voted on the Senate probably on Tuesday of this coming week. But no sooner had the ink dried on the House action when Mr. Obama said, well, now, wait a minute, I no longer stand by my commitment to not sign fast track into law without TAA. So they may or may not get their TAA, but they're going to get their fast track, it looks like, unless something pretty dramatic changes.
So, Glenn, this is essentially the bill has passed, and this is the same one, as you mentioned, that was brought up just a couple weeks ago. So I realize that Obama seems to have lied and is now going to pass it in a completely different order, but should we have any faith that the other part of this bill will not be passed at some time?
The powers that be really want this. They're talking about the main, what they're interested in is fast-track authority, so that they can then bring this 1,700-plus page agreement up. And it's take it or leave it, and there'll be tremendous pressure from the business lobby, tremendous pressure from the White House, tremendous pressure from Republican leadership to pass the bill, regardless of what's in there. Regardless, even if there's sections that are obnoxious and odious to a great many Republicans, for example, there'll be tremendous pressure to pass it because they'll say, well, sure, I know you don't like this, but on balance, we need trade. And, of course, as Ron Paul said, listen, you can have a trade agreement in one page. He said, I don't tax your stuff. You don't tax my stuff. I don't block your stuff. You don't block my stuff. That's our trade agreement. But what we've got here is 1,700-plus pages of all kinds of preferences and special guarantees for certain people and everything, but most odious, as Richard Doc Postman has correctly pointed out in your program, Al, this is not a big chunk of it are not about trade. It's about governance. It's about, hey, if somebody doesn't like what a member country is doing, then who decides how that dispute is resolved? And it moves things offshore into these international tribunals that are set up, unelected, unaccountable, they yield their, it appears from what we know of the agreement, they'll yield their authority from the member states, signatory states to this thing, but it's one state, one vote. So the Sultan of Brunei will have a one vote, and the United States of America will have one vote. Vietnam will have one vote, and the United States of America one vote. So this is really there are really serious concerns about national sovereignty. And once this thing is signed into law, and a trade agreement that springs from it is signed into law, the United States will have yielded a lot of its sovereignty, and the people will find that the people that they elect are not the decision makers in many cases.
Glenn, I got to tell you what I find to be fascinating about Barack Obama's term is that he got Obamacare through, in effect, by being somewhat devious, okay? And I have spoken with a number of our physician friends up here regarding the Affordable Health Care Act, and they have some fairly negative things to say about it. I will have to say that. But it got through. It got through without the American public really supporting it. An incredibly important piece of legislation, you know, is signed into law, even though 70% of the American people didn't want it, point number one. Point number two, now we kind of have the same thing going on with this fast track situation. And I got to tell you, you know, unfortunately we've only got about a minute left here, but I got to tell you, I have said since day one that this guy scares the living daylights out of me. Well, he is proving right now that my fears are very definitely warranted. Corey, final comments, but Corey, any final comments?
Well, I think you hit the nail on the head there, Al, that time and time again, Obama has lied to the people and pushed through bills that the people didn't want. And I think that's kind of a sad fact because he was voted in. And I think that that goes to show that people need to get out and vote. And then people also need to call their senator, because Glenn, is there anything that we can do as just citizens out there or Americans can do to change people's mind in Washington?
Well, you know, I'm saying, Glenn, unfortunately, we've got 10 seconds left here, so let me just say this. All I'm saying is, for God's sakes, let us know and give us a voice in what's going on. You don't need to be devious. And I think that is what is happening on the part of government right now. I see a lot of devious actions, for lack of better terms. And I got to tell you, that really bothers me. It's going to be interesting to see how history paints this man and his legacy. I think there's a possibility it may not be very favorable, but that's only my opinion.
The Corlin Economics Report is produced for A.B. Corlin and Associates. Opinions expressed on this program are intended solely for the entertainment of our listeners, do not constitute investment advice, and are not necessarily those of this network, radio station, or our sponsors. Find out more about this program and today's guests by visiting www.kereport.com. For Al Corlin, this is Colleen Robbins. Join us again next week for the Corlin Economics Report.
Now, a twice-as-nice twin kit special offer from Complete H2O Minerals for all GCN listeners. Get a Complete H2O Minerals twin kit with 33 different minerals, vitamins, and amino acids all in a liquid form. Enough for two people for 1 month. Regular price, $89.95. But now, Complete H2O Minerals is offering the twin kit for $69.95. And all GCN listeners receive a bonus 16-ounce bottle of ionic silver absolutely free with free shipping. A $120 total value. Hurry, limited time offer. Call 803-794-4767 or click CompleteH2OMinerals.com.
Have you ever wondered if you could make electric, light, or heat in your home for free? How about a motor that charges batteries at the same time? What if this also restores useless batteries and saves you lots of money? Come to our Renaissance Charge Conference Workshop on August 15th and 16th in Fort Lauderdale. Visit r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com for details. Or call 208-304-2954. 208-304-2954.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.